Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. Going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. She's been gone, but what else is new? You know what? Look, okay, all right. You know, I'm at the point where I can't make no promises, okay? I can't say, oh, we have a weekly show, or we have a weekly episode, or we have a bi-weekly, like, don't hold me to it. I'm so sorry. Do not hold me to it. I'm not one of them anymore. Like, I'm not going to overpromise and underdeliver anymore. Okay? At this point in this season, y'all gonna get a podcast episode when you get a podcast episode. Okay? That's just what we're doing here in this season, okay? But hey y'all. How y'all doing? I hope you all have been doing well. I have been busy, okay? I got a new client. I got a whole new client. I am on the verge of having another client, and this is like a bigger contract client. So, look, the Lord is lording, okay? Y'all heard my last episode, or the one before, or I don't know, one of these episodes that I just need, talking about positioning, and it's finally happening for your girl. And honestly, it's not even hitting me yet, because when you have spent so much time in the wilderness, or really just in a place where nothing is happening, and then all of a sudden stuff starts happening, it's like, okay, hold on, what's going on here? Right? So I'm still adjusting to having a new client. Like, who am I? But yeah, anyway, I've just been busy. I'm sorry, y'all. I've been busy. And today's episode is going to be essentially what I have been experiencing lately. Y'all know, if you've been here a while, you know, for years, I have been the warrior. Okay, I have been the one, you know, calling down heaven. I have been praying, fasting, doing all of the things. And I have just been like that girl. And I've been that girl for a lot of people. I've been that girl for you guys, my audience, my social media, everything, right? And this season of my life, I believe I've hit burnout status. Like, I feel like I am so burnt out. I feel like it's just so hard for me to pray. It's hard for me to like war on behalf of somebody or on behalf of something. Like, it's hard for me to fast, like, spiritually, y'all. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm doing a hard reset or what, but it has just been very hard for me to, you know, be there for myself the way I'm usually there for myself. It's been hard for me to study my word. It's been hard for me to really like dive into the things that God has called me to do. Yes, business is picking up. And even that, it's been hard to kind of like adjust to things being, you know, picked up. And while I have always been the strong friend, while I have always been the strong one, y'all, when I tell y'all, it was one day last week or the week before, I sat down at my desk and I knew I had to get some work done, but I literally sat there at my desk and I just had this thought. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't think anything. All I could think of was this thought. I need help. Like, I need a mentor. And I've been feeling like this for a while. I just haven't been able to put it into words per se. But when I sat there at that desk and I could not formulate a thought, I could not, you know, muster up anything to do. Like, I was just sitting there staring out the window and I'm like, oh, I need some help because I cannot do this on my own anymore. So God gave me this desire to really seek out a mentor. And y'all know the mentor has to be spiritually, biblically aligned, all of the things, but they also have to be a mentor, you know, for business. And so even in this new level of my business, I've been realizing that I need better systems. I need, you know, to start thinking about hiring soon. I need to start thinking about, you know, like branding and all of the things on a new level. And because I have not been here before, I'm sitting up here trying to do things in my own strength, do things the way I would normally do things, and things are not working. I have been trying to pour old wine into new wine skins. That is so crazy how the word just comes to me. Ain't been in my word. Ain't been thinking about the Bible. Ain't been none of that. But as soon as I get on this podcast, here comes the scriptures. But clearly, the Holy Spirit is within me. Today, actually, I created a site. Okay, side note. Today, I created a Substack post that basically talks about, and I go more in depth on this, but I'm basically talking about how I have lost trust within myself. Ever since, you know, I quit my job, I launched out into the deep and all of the things happened, I realized that I lost trust within myself. I lost trust within hearing the voice of God. I've lost, like, everything, right? And so there was a moment today where I questioned a decision. And while I was in pursuit of something, making that decision, it was like it was new. It was on a new level. It was me, you know, diving into who I am as a business owner right now in my business. And I questioned that decision and I hesitated and I needed ChatGPT to validate me. And I thought to myself, did I lose trust? Somewhere along the lines, I've lost trust within myself. And so I wrote about that all on my Substack. So click the link in the show notes if you want to read that more in depth. And so while I am learning to trust myself again in this season, while I am learning to trust God again in this season, and I even talk about in the Substack how me losing trust for myself caused me to kind of walk away from God in a sense, walk away from his direction and all of the things. But even Jesus, even as I tried to walk away from him, his hand never left me. His direction, his guidance never left me. So while I didn't war, I didn't seek him for a while, I was still being guided by him. I was still being directed by him. And I'm just in a season where I'm rebuilding trust, especially with the new version of myself, who I am becoming. I'm learning to trust her, right? So I have been in this space and in this place where I need help. The first time I got a mentor, and I didn't even call her my mentor, but at the time I was new to Christ. I really just didn't have no direction. I knew I needed to pray. I knew that I needed to, you know, build some type of discipline or whatever, but I needed a blueprint. I needed somebody to help me. And so I joined a mentorship, the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. If you all listen to Tatum Tamia, she was literally my first mentor. And I had just came out of a toxic relationship. It was 2019 or 2018, and I was new to Christ again, new to Christianity for real, building my, you know, real relationship with God, and the Lord literally set her in my path. So I'm in the mentorship group. I am studying. I'm getting on the live calls with them. I am literally building up this discipline, right? And after a while, after some months, after some years, I want to say, I was able to be released from that mentorship. And then I started to, you know, I just had that discipline on my own, right? But now, what's happening here? Now that I have entered a new level of business, a new level of my identity, now I have that desire again for mentorship. God gave me that desire again for mentorship. And so I began looking at, you know, different people, especially Black women, you know. I feel like, and I think I mentioned this one time, but I feel like every time God wants to level me up, he starts putting Black women in my life. And, you know, they act as mentors and everything like that. But for the past couple of months, I started, you know, really listening to different Black women business owners. And all of them are faith-based. But I just knew that I needed help. And this was a result of me being burnt out, trying to do everything on my own, trying to figure out everything, trying to bypass God's timing, being impatient, trying to go after things that I probably wasn't even ready for at the time, being impatient in the waiting, just really burning myself out, doing the most. And now that I am at this place and space where it's like, okay, now that I have humbled myself, I realize I need to get back on track. Not even just in business, but spiritually. I don't even know who I am not praying every day, not being in my word every day, not quoting scriptures when I talk to people every day. Like, I don't even know what that is. So I have been looking for a mentor, and I found a Black woman, of course. I found somebody. And what was so crazy was that the moment I started looking for a Black female entrepreneur mentor, the Lord had placed somebody on my heart. I wanted to go with another option, but I felt that I needed that spiritual mentorship and guidance as well too. So I ended up doing a free trial to a mentorship. And while I have been in this mentorship for the past 6 days, when I tell y'all, it was exactly what I needed. Not only have I been learning business strategies, not only have I been learning and growing as an entrepreneur, but the prayer calls every single morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, the, you know, the weekly sessions, the conversations in the community, you know, talking about God and talking about business and like real business, you know, I knew I wanted to be mentored by somebody who understood systems and processes and operations and all of the technical things that the Lord has been leading me into. But being in this mentorship has done more than enough, more than I needed. While I'm in this trial, I want to say like 2 days ago, I started preparing for the ending. Y'all know after a free trial, you got to pay. I didn't have that amount of money in my account now. I would have it in my account in 2 weeks, but at this time, I didn't have that amount of money. And in my mind, I was like, I'm going to either cancel my free trial and just wait until I get some more money, or I'm going to help myself. Or I'm going to seek the Lord and ask him to help me to help myself. I literally asked God, I said, Lord, if you want me to stay into this mentorship, then provide a way for me to stay in this mentorship. And after I prayed and I asked that, I thought about, you know, one of my offers that I have. And it's a one-on-one business consultation call. And I'm thinking about this offer and I'm like, who, like, how can I promote this? Like, you know, I have, you know, a network of entrepreneurs now. So let me, you know, let me see who's in the market to, you know, get this service or whatever. And I literally had texted one of my past potential clients. He had booked a consultation call with me like a few months ago, and he just never really followed up. And so when I text him, I told him, hey, you know, what's going on? Like, haven't heard from you in a while, this and this and that, you know, let's set up a consultation call and everything like that. He literally texted me and said, can I call you right quick? And I was like, sure. He called me and he said, Drea, I was literally just thinking about you. Like, I needed to call you and tell you that because my business has picked up and now I'm able to pay for a consultation call. And I really need that consultation call because the business has picked up and I need your advice. And I was like, I'm just like, yeah, that's how God works. A literal ask and you shall receive moment, right? I wasn't going to trip if I didn't have the money to pay for the trial. I was just going to cancel it and, you know, whatever. But I asked the Lord for guidance. I asked him to help me help myself instead of canceling the trial and, you know, going about my business and leaving what I was building in this community and, you know, pausing what it was that you know, I was experiencing in this community. I was like, you know what, Lord, I'm an entrepreneur. Like, give me an idea. Tell me what to do and I'm going to do it. So the fact that he paid for a consultation call and now I'm able to pay for the subscription for the mentorship because the Lord made a way. And I guess this episode, I hope I'm not rambling, y'all. I'm so sorry. But I guess this episode is to encourage you all to help yourself. If you are in need of mentorship, get a mentor. If you are in need of a new church or a new spiritual family, get one. Yes, seek the Lord because he is the one that's going to guide you. But ultimately, you have to make the decision. You can want and want and want all you want, but you're going to have to make the decision. You're going to have to say, all right, I need help in this area. Lord, help me. Give me the direction. Give me the strategy. But you're going to have to humble yourself in this season and really admit that you need help. I know you're the strong friend. I know you're the strong, a single black woman. I know you're the strong alpha female, whatever y'all call yourselves these days. But in this season, you're going to have to humble yourself in a lot of areas, especially when it comes to new territory, especially when it comes to navigating the new spaces and places that God has you in. This season is going to feel real uncomfortable for you because you are evolving. And as you enter this new space and this new level, you're going to need some help. You're going to need guidance. You no longer can settle for mediocrity. If you know that you are struggling in an area, speak up. The first thing you do is pray and ask God for wisdom. The second thing you do is to plan. Okay? A man plans his way. But it is the Lord who orders his and directs his steps. I'm a little rusty on my scripture, y'all, but y'all know where that's at. Y'all know what the words say. Okay. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. When you ask for help, you can't be choosy or so dead set on a certain outcome. You have to release the outcome to God. Just like I did with this free trial. I said, Lord, if it is in your will, let it be done. I didn't, you know, force anything. I was just going to let it be. I didn't try to, you know, force anything. I was literally just like, if this is where you want me to be, make a way. And he did. And that was confirmation. If he did not provide a way, and if he didn't, you know, if he didn't come through for me, I would have had the confirmation that, oh, he don't want me to be here. Like, it would have been either or. It would have been a yes or a no. And also, don't expect God to do all the work for you. Like, faith without works is what? Okay. But we all have to get into this mindset of helping ourselves as well. We want to wait and wait and wait on God. And the whole time he's waiting on us to ask for help. Whole time he's waiting on us to make a move so he can direct and order our steps. You're sitting on your own greatness. And it's honestly out of fear. Fear of making the wrong move. Fear of not trusting yourself. Fear of, you know, the outcome or whatever. But in this season of your life, you're going to have to make a decision. You're either going to help yourself or you're not going to help yourself. You're either going to learn about the business strategies. You're going to either get into a mentorship. You're either going to, you know, switch a new church. You're either going to, you know, start building up that discipline in that area, or you're not. You're either going to help yourself in this season or you're not. And that's just the bottom line. It is okay to lead yourself. Just make sure you ask for guidance, you ask for wisdom, you ask for clarity. But it is okay to make your own decisions. Everything is going to work out for your good anyway, whether you make the wrong decision or not. I talk about that in my Substack. Again, I'm just mentioning it. But if things are always going to work out in your favor, then we should never be hesitant to make a decision. We shouldn't take 4 to 7 business days just to make a decision when we know in our hearts. And especially if we have peace about a certain situation and we're still hesitant, that needs to be addressed. Something in you is keeping you from evolving and accelerating, and that needs to be addressed in this season. So this episode is just to remind you to trust yourself in this season, or to build trust with yourself again, and to also help yourself. You're helping yourself by allowing God to help you. You're helping yourself by learning. You're helping yourself by getting under mentorship. Like, you're helping yourself in this season. So don't hesitate any longer. I think that's all I got for y'all today. I hope that this episode was encouraging to you all. And again, make sure you check out my Substack. The link is in my show notes. Also, if you need a one-on-one business consultation call, that link is in my show notes as well. Look, that's all I got, okay? I done been gone for about a month, and I came back with a 23-minute episode. I'm sorry. I hope it was encouraging to you all, and I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye!